Dave-O, good morning to you.
Morning, guys. How are we going?
Really well, thanks, mate. Have you zeroed in on a runner in particular in the Golden Rose tomorrow?
Yeah, it's interesting, guys. I've been sort of sitting on the fence waiting for the weather, to be honest, and to see what sort of track we're going to get here tomorrow. But look, they predicted Armageddon yesterday, and we didn't get it. So I think we've only had about 6 mil of rain out there on the on the information there on the Australian Turf Club at Rose Hill. So I'm assuming we're still in the soft five conditions at the moment. So it all depends on today. Doesn't look too bad, to be honest. It just depends on what happens tomorrow. They're predicting a bit of rain, but look, if it's not too bad, then I've got to come back to the Godolphin team at the top. I do concede, I think the favourite's a little bit too short. I was with her last time out, but she did get every possible favour there and won nicely. But she's still got to run the 1400, and I just think she got just every favour. So then I've got to bring her back a bit off that mark as the result. Golden Mile, love the lead up, love the way he's going. He's got to be a terrific hope with that different form line. But look, I think if it does rain and we do get into a genuine soft 6-7, even a heavy 8, then it really brings Fireburn into it for mine, guys. So I think she'll be the value play if we do get that rain. I thought her first up run was terrific. She's clearly a wet tracker for mine. And 1400 is going to suit. We saw what she did last preparation. Sure, she's got to do it at 3, but I just think she's the one if the rain does arrive. But yeah, I mean, if it doesn't, then you've probably got to lean back to the Godolphin pair at the top. But I'm just waiting to see what this weather does. It's always a bit of a query in Sydney.
How do you see the Heritage Stakes playing out?
Look, I think it's a race in two, Loz. I really do. I think Best of Bordeaux and Opal Ridge are the two there. And I had an early bet on Best of Bordeaux around that $2.70 mark, thinking that it really looked his race. But I'm a little bit wary of Opal Ridge the more I do look at it as well, because I think he will find the front, but he's got to come back to 1100 Best of Bordeaux. Still looks his race, though, for mine. It looks a very skinny race outside the first few there. There's a lot down the bottom there at 15-20-1 that really should be 100-1. And, I do think it comes down to those two. Best of Bordeaux should lead. It'd be very hard to run down. And Opal Ridge, the one off the back lead, who's running on very strongly and gets a chance with the lightweight.
The Golden Pendant, race 7 on the card. Espiona are a $4.40 favourites, drawn wide for J-Mac and C. Waller. Nimalee's Adam Pengilly's tip on the second line of betting at $5.50. Star Tontes and Jamea, the other runners, in single digits. How do you see this race playing out?
Found it a real fork in the road moment, guys, for Espiona. I thought she was very disappointing first up. She wanted to lay in and do a few things wrong as well. So supposedly pulled up with the odd little issue out of it, but she's fine now. So we get to really see what she's made of here. Has she been overrated? Has she, can she bounce back to what we all thought she could do? We'll wait and see. I think Saturday tells us a lot about her. There were a lot of excuses about wet tracks last preparation, but I don't think the wet tracks are any issue whatsoever. I just think it might have been a little bit too soon for her. But we'll see how she goes there tomorrow. Very open race. If we don't get the rain, I think Electric Girl can run really well at about 17-1 again. I thought the last run was terrific. I know she was big odds that day, but the extra distance is ideal, and she just needs no more rain. So that's the key for her. So we'll keep on weather watch with her as well.
What's your best bets, mate?
I've gone with race 9, number 10, Surf Dancer, around the $6 mark. I'm just looking for a bit of value there on Saturday. I thought he was terrific last time out. I like the way he's trialling. I think he maps to go forward and dictate again. And he's been back. He was around $8 this morning and then into $6 all of a sudden. But look, I thought he looked relatively well placed. And Mornington on Saturday, race number 3, Rising Light there, a horse that has been absolutely smashing his rivals in Tasmania. Hard to line that form up, but he's actually a half to hope in your heart, and looks like he'll eat up 2,000 metres. And I just think the way he's going over there, he can bring that form to Victoria. It'd be very hard to beat around the $6 mark.
Okay, yep, both those runners, $6. Dave, have a great weekend. Go the Swans.
Yeah, good luck, guys. Go the Swannies. Hope they get the job done there at the G tomorrow.